Well, Taylor Swift's new album is up 5,600% in curse words, profanity.
Yeah, this is comparing Taylor Swift's very first album to her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. 5,600% more curse words.
Wow.
That's,
wow.
I mean,
that's a lot. That's a big jump. Yeah. And look, I don't think anyone on the show is like a Puritan or whatever, but no. I do think if you have some younger fans, it could be kind of a shock to some parents, like, oh crap, I didn't know it had all these F words in
the
song.
Well, I think the difference here is that because I love a very well placed F word. Mm-hmm. I think it can really drive home the point.
Nothing
it
like
can really make the story just like the cherry on top, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to use it properly. But the difference here is that Taylor Swift is no longer 13. You know, and so I'm not saying that everybody curses like that, but I think that she's matured in the sense of.
How old is she?
Taylor 30? Swift is 30.
But I mean, well into her 20s, she wasn't cussing like this in albums.
Folklore had more.
Yeah, I guess the last two. This folklore one and the last one. Yeah.
Taylor Swift is 34.
34.
Yeah, so probably up until she was 30, mm-hmm. she wasn't cussing on her albums.
Right, as much. And so.
And if you're comparing it to her debut album that released when she was 17.
Yeah, okay, 17. And so she was watching it.
Wow.
She was mm-hmm. watching it back then. Now, on this album, The Tortured Poets Department, someone joked that if the trend continued, Taylor Swift is going to be using the F word 24,000 times 5 albums from now. if it continues.
That's a lot of math.
Yeah, but I listened to it. You know, I've listened to the brand new album several times. She is not afraid of the F word. She's not. Mm. And sometimes I'm like, oh, girl.
Dang. Do you think that's an effort from her to show, hey, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm growing up, and she's trying too hard.
It's like forced.
It doesn't feel forced.
It doesn't.
I mean, you very easily, because we do what we do and we talk every day, and yes, we do use some curse words, you know, to drive home our points, or sometimes one slips out by accident, Jason. but it's very easy to not. I mean, if you make a conscious effort to not do it, you cannot do it. I think it's just she's in a place now where it's like, I'm putting what I'm putting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Travis Kelce's turning her to a bad girl.
Maybe so. Down bad, crying at the Here's gym. An example.
Mm-hmm. Everything comes out teenage petulant. Get if I can't have him. I might just die. It would make no difference. Down bad, waking up in blood. Staring at the sky. Come back and pick me up. Get if I can't have us. Might just not get up, I might stay down bad. If I can't have him. Down bad. If I can't have him.
So 4 F's in 36 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty strong.
I mean, but it didn't feel forced. If it's the lyric, it's the lyric.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes you hear the unedited versions, you know, like, obviously, Forget You by CeeLo Green.
Yes.
The unedited one is like, oh, it's like almost caustic to your soul. You're like,
yeah.
Because the one you hear more often is the non-edited one.
Uh-huh.
So when you hear it, it says F you like 1,000 times in the song. And then the Justin Bieber song.
Yes.
When it's the unedited, you're
with
like,
the
whoa,
Kid
mm-hmm. whoa, oh, yeah. Beeps, whoa, what are you doing?
And doesn't Selena Gomez have a song too where she did the real unedited or the radio edit doesn't have the F word in it, but then, you know, hear
yes.
it, and I'm like, Selena.
Wizards of Waverly or whatever she was on.
I didn't know.
Because a lot of artists will replace that word with thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then you hear it and you're like, oh, they're being very appreciative.
Yeah. And won't you go and love yourself? Was that Bieber? Won't you go and love your...
Yep.
You're like, oh, no. Uh-huh.
That's not what he wants you to do.
Well, what's the... Oh, sorry.
Which one is it?
The Akon song, well, you're talking about the stripper, I Just Want to Love You.
Oh, yeah. Akon, you...
Yeah.
It changes the whole vibe of the song.
It does.
It went from romantic to, like, dirty.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor Swift's not the only artist... use that term loosely, who uses extraordinarily high amount of cuss words.
Do you think this is like a trend?
I think so.
More artists
more
are
so.
Doing it.
Yes. Okay. Our very own intern, Squidward, released a song, and it's front-loaded with lots of dirty birds, as he calls it.
No. Is it?
Is it? You wrote it.
Go ahead and edit it, yes. Okay.
This is
and
a
you
song
wrote it.
He calls Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
After the painter.
R.I.P.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's the first thing I noticed. Like, a lot of cussing, and in my opinion, because I do like your raps, felt forced. Like, too
Did
many.
Feel forced?
Too many. The rest of the song I liked, but at the beginning, I'm like, Huh.
Okay.
I was a little turned off at the beginning.
But
then, yeah.
Jared's very religious and sensitive.
No. I've listened to tons of music and it just seemed like too much.
You remember the time that Jared's mom found his Adam Sandler that
right.
was laced with profanity
yes.
in his car? He's been listening to the dirty words for a long time.
And then sometimes, you know, then there's some people like if they go from an environment where there's no cussing
mm-hmm.
and then they go on like cable or they go on satellite or whatever and they can cuss and they almost cuss just because they can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm wrong. Here it is.
All right.
Edited.
They really said we wouldn't be, man. They really did. Yeah. They said I don't want them out. They had the hell I go from zero to the one up in his
three.
I'm a mouse.
Five.
Seven.
Okay. There's a reason why you broke your reasons why I'm rich. I took your
eight.
It was easy. She said you were
nine.
I am ignorant. I'm cocky. Money talking to my ear. I can't hear you.
13.
But I can't even hear you because I got too much dry swag. Got too much charisma. Face.
Yeah, so it's like 15, and he doesn't even really start rapping till 5 seconds. So it's like 15 and 30 seconds.
Yeah, there's plenty more.
Wow.
He just stopped it there.
I love the beat and the rest of the song, but it was just like, that's a lot in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it's
I don't really realize it, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. And they become less and less impactful because it's like, okay, another one.
I was editing that together, and I was like, oh, I got them all. And then I went back, and I'm like, oh, no, there's the P word. Whoops.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize. Yeah,
because during a couple of those, they're mumbled.
Mm.
Like, mm-hmm. it's like reiterated or mumbled underneath.
Oh, the ad lib.
He's like, I took your
about.
And
yeah,
he's like, yeah, she said you was a. And I, oh, got it.
Yeah. Matt, good job editing that.
Yes.
That was a minefield of disaster.
Squid, you say I didn't realize it, but you wrote it. So how do you,
I mean, consciously think about
desensitized.
It. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I guess it is a lot of
desensitized.
A lot of bleeping it would mm-hmm. it would need. Yeah.
You kiss mm-hmm. your mama with that mouth?
on the cheek.
She's like, God bless Squidward.
Someone who's never had a hit album or single and never will.
Uh-huh.
My constructive criticism is I would tone that part down.
Okay.
I would tone because I think it almost takes away from your talent.
Yeah.
It's distracting from like the rest of it.
If he wants to appease the masses, is that what you're saying? Because like,
yeah,
maybe
he
does.
Yeah. Like, you want to be as rich as possible.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You're not trying to get some weird niche that you'll be underground and make no money for.
Oh, yeah.
I know some people are artists that way, but
uh-huh.
That's just my thought.
Yeah. I mean, and Mama Squid. We'll probably agree with that.
With it.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have like the dirty, unedited version, like deep cut, if people want to hear it. But.
Yeah, like the B-side. Your B-side.
Yeah, the B-side. Yeah.
I think he's so used like rapping that way, and then when he's hanging out, he's so used to it, he's so desensitized that he doesn't notice it. He didn't think that was a lot of cursing.
Yeah, I mean...
15 and 30 is pretty tight.
I'm fully aware of what I'm saying, but yes, when I sit back and think about how many times did I say that, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Well, you remember we were at karaoke, and he wanted to freestyle
instead
of sing karaoke.
Gosh.
And, he asked
it was good.
He asked
it was
the DJ.
Good.
The whole bar was shocked.
He was like, do you have any instrumental songs? And we're like, yeah, it's karaoke. He only has instrumental songs.
That's what it is.
And then he got up there, and we're just like, there was like two people there that were really feeling it, and the rest of us were like, this is filthy.
Yeah. I think even Satan was there at the time. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, ease up.